Daily Dose.
Hi, babe.
With everyone's favorite doctor.
Hi.
Dr. Oz.
Hi, girl. Hi, pretty girl.
And when it comes to their health benefits, I've been singing their praises for years. So I was.
Hey, horsey. Nay. One of these days, I will get you to do that for me.
Yay!
Hey, horsey! Yay!
From everyone's favorite doctor, Dr. Oz. Body, mind, and soul.
Yay!
Darling. Huh? Is she
whinny
at all, Shiz?
Nope. I can't get her to
whinny
for me.
What's up?
I can't get her to whinny for me.
Sometimes if she knows I'm coming. You want to give her a carrot again? You're wet. The water is trying to refresh it.
So you just have to hold your hand out flat. She is. She's gentle.
Hi, Curry. Hi, baby. Who we got?
Oh, I like this song.
Uh-huh. Good girl. She didn't
well,
bite
she
me.
She will bite. So you can't please stay closer. She will bite. She doesn't usually bite when you're feeding her, but she will bite.
Yeah.
And you always, if you ever come down, you have to stay back from her. There's a little gate across here. Can I give her one more?
You can.
Yeah. Oh, you want to give her one, Shane?
Yeah. I'll give her one. Good girl.
She's a
good girl. Oh. Good girl.
Not too high, and it gives my good liver. Huh? After she's done, I'll hold her for a bit. She's a big one.
She is.
She's
enormous.
Can
we
give her another
sure. Good girl. Oh, yeah, you're gentle.
One time she had my finger in her mouth and she didn't bite me because I wasn't paying attention.
Whoops.
Sometimes you'll be standing there.
Oh, I know. I know. I've done that before.
She's more worried about the carrots. Ah. Right, Dara, then you love your carrots. If you're just a good girl. Love your carrots, do you? We bought a whole bunch for you, didn't we? Because you're a good girl.
Aww. She's always ready for more.
Does she like apples?
Yes. Oh, yes. Whenever I have apples, I always savor my apple core. Oh, I get them on Grocery Gateway though, not at Metro.
Well, probably just shop there.
Yeah, those Pink Lady apples, they're the best
they're
I've ever had.
Any other apples I've had.
Where are they coming from, Jane?
No, I'm not sure. Somewhere in Canada.
No, not yet.
No?
No, apples come out here in the fall.
Huh. States, yeah, of course, yeah, right. I'm forgetting.
It's definitely so you're not getting anything from, say,
They've got to be from the States. I know they're not from Japan, because it always says which apples are from Japan.
Whenever my mom hears vegetables from China, she goes, uh-oh.
Well, then with that nuclear thing happening, right?
Yeah.
Oh, there's two deer right beside us, right looking at the barn window here. Oh, my goodness. They're close in the house, like, but there's a
wow.
Inside, they're right in there.
Oh my gosh.
They're looking right in here at us.
Anybody
have
a camera?
That's a pretty good size. Curry's getting, you see her, don't you? You see her out there. She's got her ears all perked up. She sees her out there. You know, don't you, honey? What is that? Is that your friend out there?
Uh-huh.
Is that your friend? I'm worried about her getting your carrots. I don't want her to get your carrots. Huh? We have one more. Anybody want to give her the last one?
Yeah, I will.
What's that?
I will, sure.
You ready for the last one, honey?
Oh, it's a big one. Oh, you almost dropped it there, babe. Crunch, crunch.
You're in the lounge. Gordon Lightfoot is a Canadian singer-songwriter who achieved international success in folk.
We're coming to see you. Do you want to come and see how big she is? I just got to grab her by the halter. I got to let her know the carrots are gone. They're gone. All gone. They're all gone.
It's Gordon Lightfoot, if you could read my mind.
I love this song, too.
Hi.
Girl. You have to always be ready to move out of the way with her because she's big and strong, right? You want to pet her, Shannon?
No, that's okay. I've pet her before.
Just
I know what
she...
She's
got her head over here now.
Oh.
They're gone. You didn't want to want Kim to come and see you again? Okay.
I know what she feels like.
I haven't seen a horse for... I think the last time I saw one was last year, May 15th, when that... We ran into that policeman who had a, they were quote unquote volunteering in Ancaster
on
their horses. That's the last time I saw a horse. And then he's like, can I take a picture of you? I don't know. Why? So he did.
I was wondering the same thing.
He took a picture of Jen, too.
Are they back again? What are you looking at? Worried that they're up there, they're going to come in to get your carrots? Are you worried about that?
I think he took a picture of her because he knew her.
Oh, I see.
He took a picture of me because I would happen to be there.
Well, maybe you're just photogenic.
I don't know. My dad said at least I don't look angry in pictures. He said my mom does. Because, well, I can see why, though, because he keeps rearranging us and she goes, can you hurry up?
Yeah, she gets frustrated.
I know.
Nobody likes to stand there long.
No.
What a good girl. You got visitors? You got visitors, honey? I'll talk to you later. She's a big mare, Kim.
She is big.
She's got a sister that races, and she's not that big. Okay, Shannon, you're good?
Yeah, I'm fine.